Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, as I said, we're going to talk about the Memorial Tournament, one of the highlight events on the PGA Tour every year. Have a great field every year. They have lots of spectators at Muirfield Village Golf Club. And it's not going to be like it was. It's going to be moved from June till the middle of July. But that's just the beginning of how things are going to be different in the Columbus suburb of Dublin, Ohio. And here to talk about that is my friend Nicholas LaRocca, who is the general manager at Jack Nicklaus's wonderful golf course. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for coming on this morning with me.
My pleasure.
Your tournament director, Dan Sullivan, did an interview out in Columbus this week, and he outlined some things that may happen, some things that won't happen. Give me an overview from your perspective about what the look of this year's Memorial will be.
Well, let's start from the bases. I'm in the golf shop right now looking out the window at the first tee with my best friend Jason Marston of PGA, and we have a frost delay. It's May, and we have frost until about 11 o'clock. The Memorial, all the good news is that July makes it better. The golf course will play hard, fast, and firm. Jack can do what he wants with the golf course, make it even tougher. We have 3 good months to grow in the rough even more than we do in May. And I say it's all good news. A couple of new things about what we're going to do is, since the tour schedule was shortened due to all of this virus, we are going to allow 144 players come to our Invitational versus the 120. So that's something new for us. Players will be taken care of, a lot of safety measures put in place. The patrons will be taken care of with more safety measures. We'll do temperature testing at all the entrances. And, of course, our 3,000 volunteers, they'll all get their own package of personal protective equipment and be temperature tested. And safety is number one. I mean, Jack Nicklaus told me on the phone, he said, if you want to have the tournament, great. He said, but if it's not safe, don't have it. And I said, Jack, I said, we'll have it. It'll be safe. So our goal is safety is number one for patrons, players, and volunteers.
You said, you just mentioned about the volunteers and the number of 3,000. That's what I've been talking about with people here, and the number of people required to put on a golf tournament is probably a lot higher than what the general golf fans would imagine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we have about 220 employees in our golf season. The 10 days around the Memorial Tournament, we have about 1,000 employees, but we couldn't pull it off without our 3,000 volunteers, from being the courtesy car drivers that pick up the players at the airport, to the marshals on the golf course, to the people doing the scoreboards, because we still do the manual scoreboards like Masters does. We're one of the few places left to do it. Without those people, mm-hmm. I mean, what they do for the week of the tournament is to benefit Nationwide Children's Hospital, which is our primary benefactor. And these people, they take a week off work, or they're retirees, and they come out here and they give us an undefined amount of time from Monday to Sunday, and they're here all day. They're wonderful people. We have to take care of them because their safety is paramount to us.
I read in the story about the interview that the plans are to, at the very least, limit the number of spectators, which is too bad because the big crowds at Muirfield, especially Sunday, is one of the neat things about that tournament, but this is a different day.
It's a different day. A couple things on that. You know, the governor of Ohio is the ultimate person to tell us yes, no, and what we're allowed to do. We're going to proceed as planned with the tournament. Yes, we'll probably have some restrictions on number of patrons and gallery, but we're going to march on and keep full steam ahead. You can take a square foot of brick and mortar buildings and figure out the capacity of 50%. But right now, I mean, he's going to open up dining here in Ohio on May 15th outside and inside on May 21st. And he's, asking for physical distancing of 6 feet between tables. And it's been rather nice to see that light at the end of the tunnel to get going. But, we have 220 acres of land and you're outside and it's gorgeous. Fridays at the Memorial, people take off work in the city of Columbus, and everybody comes here to have a good time. And of course, Sunday, the roars in the golf course are awesome. I feel we'll still have those roars, and who knows? We'll be making a charge on the last three holes, the hardest three holes on the PGA Tour schedule at Jack Nicklaus's Muirfield Village.
Dan Sullivan said that at this point the plan is that there won't be any grandstands, and concession stands will be selling beer in bottles only.
So the golf
course, I understand all that.
Right. As you know, because you've been here many times to report the tournament back to the City of Champions, the golf course was designed for a tournament. Jack wanted the stadium feel of behind all the greens, all the amphitheater look. And,
yep.
If you put a chair down or a blanket, it's still a great view. We only had three sets of grandstands on a few holes, but we're not going to do that, which is fine. But the golf course is set up for the patrons' experience. And I think without the grandstands, nothing will be diminished from the experience. Concessions, yes. Everything will be in a package or a bottle, whether it's, a Coca-Cola product or a adult beverage. Everything will be in a package. But that's okay. It's 2020. We get it. And safety is number one.
And I would expect that when you just said about we get it, I would expect that you guys will get it as well as anybody, and probably better than most, to steal a phrase.
yes, sir.
Did you see how I snuck that in there?
Yeah, I love it. That's really good.
high quality, that's the experience you get whether you're there covering the tournament or whether you're fortunate enough to get out there and play Muirfield Village. That's just the core of that experience out there, high quality, and I expect that's what it'll be in July.
Absolutely. As you know, everything starts from Barbara and Jack Nicklaus, and right from them, they're the most special people in the world, and it's always first class from start to finish with them, and that's our goal every day here.
It's early, and this is really, we're still trying to wrap our arms around this virus. What kind of early ticket sales have you seen?
The patrons have been loyal to the event for now 45 years. Sales are really good. People, we start selling in the fall, and we sell all the way up to the event until we sell out. And sales have been really good. So we're hoping for, the big crowds that could get out here. And no bad news on our end at all. No bad news at all. Just we got to make sure it's number one, safety first.
And I guess this is going to be the new norm, at least for a while. We've seen spectacular coverage from CBS every year. The word is that they won't be bringing as big a crew as they normally do, and we may see some different TV angles on holes. That'll be interesting, too.
It will be. I love Lance Barrow, who's been the coordinating producer of golf. His first event on the PGA Tour was the inaugural Memorial Tournament in 1976. Lance has been our production partner for a long time. I talk to him often. His first event live will be at the Colonial Charles Schwab event in Fort Worth the week of June 8th. Mm-hmm. And he told me it's going to be different, but he has three plans. He just needs to decide which of the three plans he's going to do. And I could tell you this, that Jim Nance is all over it. And you can guarantee that the coverage won't miss a beat between what Jim Nance and Lance Barrow put on TV. And if I can go for a second, this is Lance's last big year. He's going to retire at the end of the year. And talk about a bittersweet farewell tour. I mean, he didn't get to have all his events he's had in March and April that he's always covered. Thank goodness he gets to finish up with the Masters in November, because he started at the Masters as Pat Summerall's intern in the 70s. So it's pretty cool that Lance would end his year at the Masters, which wasn't planned, but it's a nice touch for him to hang up his hat at the Masters and then go back to Fort Worth and relax.
Do you get much contact with the players? Any conversations with players?
Well, we do through different venues. Some of them, yes. Not a lot of them. But, you know, the ultimate host, of course, is Jack. So Jack talks to the players a lot. 30 of them are members of – 30 or so are members of the Bears Club. So he interacts with them all the time. And, of course, they call him, and he gives them some great sage advice. And he's kind of their mentor, which is awesome to watch. But they've all told him, they said, you have it, we're coming. So the field will be strong. I can guarantee the field will be strong, and we'll see all the great players here. And but they all told Jack, they said, we'll be there. You have it, we'll be there. So we hope the week of July 13th that, Lord willing, the governor lets us have it, and all these great players and our loyal patrons show up.
And make sure that lousy weather that always accompanied the memorial back in its
we hope he's confused Chief Leatherlips, the Indian chief of this area, long ago.
Yeah.
We hope he's confusing, because July has never happened here. As you know, it's happened in early May, and 1979, Tom Watson won, and it snowed, but he won, and it snowed.
Yes.
And we've had all kinds of weather the week of Memorial Day here, but who knows? The week in July, it could be 85, sunny and hot and humid. It'd be great.
I think one thing we can be sure about, it probably won't be snowing. So
No snow. It better not snow.
This is crazy to look out the window and see white.
I know. I'm looking out the blue skies, but it's frost. But the cool part about having the Memorial Tournament in July, this golf course, if it's really firm and fast, it's going to be a challenge for the players. And just a tinge of wind is all we need. And look out; those scores will be fun to watch on that leaderboard.
It's always, to me, that's one of the fun events to A, cover, and B, watch. So
no question.
If the conditions are going to be even more difficult, I'm all in, and I can't wait. Nicholas, I appreciate you coming on with me this morning and giving us an update about what's going to be going on in Columbus in a few months. And you tell that guy who's standing next to you that we said hello to him here from Pittsburgh.
I will tell my friend that, and also my father said if I didn't say hello from him, he wouldn't talk to me, so hello from Pat LaRocca, too.
And you tell him I said thank you. Fans may remember that Nicholas's dad, Pat, was the general manager at Oakmont Country Club for a long time, and pretty much like father, like son, good folks and great friends. So
you're a good man.
Nicholas, thank you.
Right,
hopefully you get to see you one of these days soon, and good luck with the tournament.
All the best. Look forward to seeing you. Take care.
All right. That's Nicholas LaRocca, the general manager at Muirfield Village Golf Club. He is optimistic. We'll see. That's what you have to be at this point, because you have the rest of May and June and a couple weeks in July to hopefully normalize things, whatever that means, but It also means testing, and you know, there's a lot of things that have to happen before any of these things are going to go on. So more of the waiting and wondering what's going to happen as we move forward. All right, it's time for our second break of the day, another sports update, and when we come back, we're going to talk with a semi-regular on the show, and he'll give us some wisdom from the amateur side of golf and how that fits into what we're doing these days.